spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I actually had planned on re-airing an older show today. I've been doing that on Wednesdays on purpose. Because we have a lot of new listeners, people who have not been indoctrinated, they have not been around the Superhuman Radio program for very long, and I get emails saying, hey, will you do a show about this? And I think, wow, we did that show a year ago, we did that show 2 years ago. So typically I've been using Wednesday as an opportunity to rerun some older shows that are both pertinent and still timely, and also give some of the new people to the show a chance to catch up to where many of you already are. But today I was inspired not to rerun a show. And, you know, sometimes they say, when these types of things happen, you know, ingenuity and magic happens when something that you didn't plan happens and you just kind of go, I'm going to do this. So we're going to find out if that's true. I've got Brooks Kubik on the phone with me. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic. And also we're going to take an opportunity to announce something special for the audience too. But before we do that, I gotta tell the story really quickly, and then we'll talk about what Brooks has, for the audience as well. I wanted to have Brooks on the show to do this when I decided to do this because Brooks is a very cerebral person. He's in touch with life. And while many of you think about him from the standpoint of a guy who can teach you how to build, dinosaur strength and conditioning, he is also a spiritually motivated, a very, very deep thinker about many things in life. And I called him up and I said, Brooks, this is what just happened to me. I want to do a show, because I think I have discovered the greatest anti-aging remedy that anyone has ever discovered. And, it doesn't cost any money. You don't have to sweat at it. You don't have to really do a whole lot at all. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to buy any special clothes or pills or hormones or anything. And it will truly embody, the qualities of youth and longevity. And I need to talk about this on the show today. And we talked a little bit and Brooks says, yes, let's do it. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. And I need to have everybody kind of just hold on for just a second longer because we're going to discuss that. But before we do that, Brooks has a special, totally unplanned, I pushed him at this morning, a special offer for my audience only, 35 people in my audience only, 35, no more, no less. If you're listening to the podcast, don't go, I missed my opportunity because I took 2 days to listen, because not everybody's going to want to take advantage of it, but most of you will. So please follow the directions that Brooks gives anyway. But for 35 of you in the audience, what will they get, Brooks? Because I know you're pre-releasing your new dumbbell training book, which is by far going to be one of your best products so far. What can they get?
Okay, I've got Dinosaur Dumbbell Training, which we are, on that we're finishing up a pre-publication special. Everybody who orders during the pre-publication special gets a bonus when we fill the orders. And in this case, because I ran a little bit late in getting the book finished and to the printer, I'm giving everybody a double bonus. So everybody who orders during the pre-publication special gets a double bonus. The book is at the printer. It looks great. It's got tons of photos, over 200 pages, 8.5 by 11, perfect bound. I mean, it's a big, nice-looking, thick, very detailed, very informative book. You can go to my website, www.brookskubik.com, brookskubik.com. Look for products, click on the link to Dinosaur Dumbbell Training, and you can see the cover, which is a pretty cool cover with three photos of me doing heavy dumbbell lifts. And for listeners of this episode of Superhuman Radio only, Carl, as he said, has twisted my arm, but actually he's contributing this. This is something basically free from Carl. If you are listening to this broadcast, and if you are one of the first 35 people to take advantage of this offer, I'm going to fill your order along with the other orders when we ship everything in 10 days, 14 days, or whenever it is, send you the double bonuses. But in addition, if you order the book and in the special instructions section of the online order form, you say, Carl Lenore, X-9, sent me. Carl Lenore, X-9, sent me. What I'm going to do is, within 24 hours of receiving your order, send you a link to an MP3 broadcast that Carl and I did, 2 months ago?
Yes. That is a $20, basically the 7 secrets to concentration, which not only will help you in your training, but in life in general. And it really fits in with what we're talking about today anyway, but not to give away too much more. You will get both the MP3 of the Superhuman University seminar plus the course materials in a nice little zip file or a link to a zip file immediately upon placing your order. Well, within 24 hours, immediately, Brooks will send you back the link and you will get that absolutely for free.
Yeah. And this, as Carl said, it's selling for $19.95. So this is, you know, a huge freebie, if you will. And it was just a spectacular show. I mean, you know, you may say, well, I know how to concentrate. We have been getting feedback about this that is just absolutely amazing. And Carl, some of the feedback that I've been getting, and I've been shooting some of these emails to you, and you may have been getting similar ones, people are telling me, wow, this is really hard.
Yes.
Or they say,
Vince Napoli, a huge fan of the show. Mm-hmm. He's been on the show. He has his blog, which I believe is Vinny's TRT.
Testosterone Journey.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he said to me in an email, wow, I can't believe how hard this is. You know, I never realized that I wasn't able to concentrate with this kind of focus.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is, you know, with everything that's going on in the modern world, you know, we're plugged into so many different devices, and you know, people are just after us constantly. And, you know, we're in constant communication, and we lose. You know, we're multitasking. We're trying to do 7 different things at once, and we lose the ability to focus, to concentrate, to channel the power of your mind, and that is an incredible detriment, not only in your training, but in your entire life. I mean, you need the ability to just work, get so focused, so deep into something, that you just shut the entire world out. That's how your mind functions at an optimal level. That's how your mind, your body, your spirit integrate at an optimum level. And you need to practice. You need to do special concentration drills, which we covered during the seminar, special drills in order to really bring to fruition the full power of your mind. And people who've been doing this have just been
amazed.
Amazed. Yeah,
they have been amazed. Yes. You'll find not only greater strength, but you'll find greater concentration ability that will affect every area of your life. And really, it's an amazing bonus. So if you order the new Dinosaur Dumbbell Training book now and use the code that you have to put, what do you have to put in there again? Carl Lenore.
Carl Lenore X-9. Put it in the special instructions section of the online order form. Don't look for a special coupon. We're not going to do a special coupon. But in the special instructions of the online order form, say, Carl Lenore X-9.
And you will get the MP3 and course materials via email immediately within 24 hours of placing your order, so you don't have to wait for the book to be published in order to get it. You'll get it right away, and you can take advantage of it right away while you're waiting for the Dinosaur Dumbbell Training book, which is going to be so beautiful that most of you will want to put it on your coffee table and proudly present those who come into your home or apartment the fact that you are a lover of physical culture. And you know what? This is an important book to own. You know, I've said over the years, you want to have your gym membership. You want to go to the gym. You want to do these kind of things for sure at the gym. But, you know, just like you like to go out to have a dinner at a restaurant, you're not going to unplug your fridge and disconnect your stove and not be able to cook at home. This book plus a set of dumbbells will allow you to train at home and build amazing strength and vitality. Not like, oh, well, I can't get to the gym, I guess. No, no. You may start choosing to train at home a couple days a week using this book and some dumbbells as part of your core approach to fitness and health, because you will get strong, you will get muscular, you will get lean, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home or at the gym if you want, when you use the tenets that are pointed out in this book. I got to tell you, this book surpasses anything you've ever seen in the way of dumbbell training.
Yeah, this is far and away the most detailed book ever written on dumbbell training, and it's not your standard run-of-the-mill dumbbell training. It's not lateral raises and curls and tricep extensions and tricep kickbacks and flies and all these exercises that everyone knows. I'm not going to write a book full of exercises that everyone knows.
Right.
What I'm going to do is give you something that is very valuable, but it's not stuff that's out there that's well-known. Although, interestingly enough, as with many of my things, this used to be well known back in the day.
Right.
So we're going back to, once again, the roots of old school physical culture.
Which still works today.
Yes.
That's the important thing. It's withstood the test of time. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we will get on subject. And we will repeat the coupon code later, so don't worry about backing up the podcast if you're listening to the podcast. We're going to talk about a discovery of an anti-aging remedy that costs nothing and is available to you right now. I promise it will make you look and feel younger immediately. I'm not lying. I'm not pandering. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh, 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 oh.
Where's your eye going? It's coming at me through the tree.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm on with Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, K-U-B-I-K.com. Okay. I got to tell you the genesis of this discussion. This morning I had to go to the grocery store, and I also have a branch of my bank in there as well. And I didn't realize that the bank didn't open up until 10, and I had gotten right after the gym. I went to the grocery store, got some things to bring to the studio. The bank was closed. I thought, oh, I have to go get gas. So I drove out and got gas and then came back. And I could see through the window in the grocery store when the bank actually opened. So I parked in front of the grocery store. But the grocery store has like an area where you can park and get out of the way of the lanes of traffic that are traveling in the grocery store. So I pulled all the way into this area. Now, needless to say, it says that that's a fire lane and that you can't park there. But I wasn't parked. I was standing. I was sitting still in the car, watching through the window to see when the bank opened. So then I could go park and walk in because I was listening to a radio show. As I'm parked there, cars are going by me. No problem. I'm not blocking anybody. I see in my rearview mirror this old guy. He's got a handicap sticker hanging from his rearview mirror. He's driving a silver Crown Victoria. And I could see him looking at me and shaking his head in the rearview mirror. I'm thinking to myself, what's this guy's problem? And then he pulls up next to me, activates his power window on the passenger side. I roll down my window because I don't have power windows in my 23-year-old Volvo. And I look at him smiling, and he goes, that's not a parking spot. I says, well, I'm not parked. I'm standing waiting for someone. I didn't tell the whole truth. I didn't want to explain that. I'm waiting for the bank to open. I'm sitting here looking through the window, blah, blah, blah. As I'm waiting for someone, he goes, well, that's not a parking spot. You're not supposed to park there. And so I waved my hand at him and closed my window like, go ahead. You know, I'm done talking, and I'm going to get back to my radio show. So he parks. And then he starts walking towards my car, a little frail old guy, and he's bitching at me. So I roll my window back down, and he's going to me, I'm going to go in and call the management. You're not supposed to park there. And he's going on and on. And I looked at him, and I said, you're a grumpy old SOB. I didn't say SOB. I says, why don't you find something to be happy about? Life is too short to be worrying about where I'm parked. I waved him on. I closed the window. He walks over to the entrance of the grocery store. And as he does so, another old guy is coming out. So they meet. The old guys are meeting, and they're both pointing at me, parked there. Oh, look at him. He's parked over there. It's a fire lane. He's not supposed to be parked. And they're both, you could see the faces. They were just bitter, sour, grumpy men. And that's when it dawned on me. You know what the greatest remedy for anti-aging is? It's to force yourself to find joy in life. Not, if you're one of those people who is bitter and bitching about what other people are doing in their lives, that has no effect on you. In other words, they're not shooting spitballs at you. They're not stealing your belongings. I mean, directly stealing. I have a friend who complains about taxes all the time and says that he's paying for all the poor people in America. And I say, well, you know, there are people who are deserving. Why don't you just think that you're helping them instead of the poor, you know, the undeserving ones? If you're one of these people who's bitching about things that really are not directly assaulting you, like maybe the kids are making too much noise as they're playing outside or something like that, you really need to reevaluate your life. That's my humble opinion. Because you are naturally bitter, sour person. If you're really worried about me where I'm parked in the fire lane when there's no fire trucks, then you have way too much anger invested in life. And that's making you old. When I looked at these two old guys, Brooks, what made them old was the fact that they were bitter, angry, and grumpy and bitching about something that really wasn't affecting anybody. They were grumpy old men. Now, had they been smiling and laughing, patting each other on the back, I wouldn't have seen two old guys there. You follow me?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you stole the phrase, grumpy old men. I've been thinking about that ever since we started talking about doing this show. But it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I love your analogy about, if the kids are playing too loud, you know, kids outside are playing and, it's upsetting you or it's bothering you. You know, well, that's the problem, because kids playing outside ought to bring a smile to your face. I mean, that's one of life's joys, that there are children playing outside. And if they play a little loud, that's fine. That's what kids do. I mean, I'd rather have them do that than be off somewhere doing who knows what quietly, stealthily, where no one can see them, you know. But, you know, I am struck by thinking of the great old-time champions in the physical culture world.
Right.
And this was, go back to the day when you really could not make a lot of money lifting weights or being a bodybuilding champion, certainly not by being a weightlifting champion. Maybe you saved up and bought a gym, but even if you did, you had to work 100 hours a week to make a gym work in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I mean, there was not a lot of money in the iron game, but there was a lot of fun. People enjoyed themselves. And when you look at the photos of the champions, the gym owners, the prominent people in the 30s, 40s, 50s, even into the 60s, they're always smiling. They're happy. It's like it's impossible to find photos of
Jack
great
LaLanne.
Old-time lifters.
Jack
yeah.
LaLanne.
Yeah, you know, you find a photo of Jack LaLanne where he looks, at any age, grumpy. I mean, he's always got a smile on his face. John Grimmick, big smile, happiest man in the world. Steve Stanko, big ear-to-ear grin. Tommy Kono, possibly the greatest weightlifter of all time, two-time Olympic gold medal winner. Every time you see a photo of Tommy Kono, he's smiling. The only time you don't is when he's concentrating right before a big lift in competition. But when he makes the lift, there's that smile again, bang. And it's ear to ear, instantaneous. You know, it's one of those light up the whole room type smiles. And so many of these people had that. And when you read about them, they are always described as happy, cheerful. And it shows, because being happy and being cheerful helps keep you young.
You know what? It's just amazing. And I know that people are probably thinking, okay, you know what, Carl? I thought I was tuning into something really important. I can't tell you the single most important thing. I can tell you the single most important thing to the your life, your longevity, is your outlook. You know what? If you don't think so, look at the physiological changes that occur to people who are miserable and angry and grumpy all the time. They have physiological changes that predispose them to diseases of what's the word I'm looking for? Not anxiety, but the stress.
Mm-hmm. The longer your frown line, the shorter your lifeline.
I love that. That's a great one.
And it's so true. I shouldn't talk about lawyers because I'm a lawyer.
Go ahead, do it, Brooks.
do it. He says, yeah,
do it.
You know, I've practiced law for 28 years at a very high level at a very prominent law firm, and I've retired, and now I work full time on the dinosaur business. And I still maintain my membership in the Kentucky Bar Association, and that means I need to periodically get continuing legal education seminar credits. And I did that last week. And I was at a seminar, and the Kentucky Bar Association was sponsoring it. And one thing that they always do is they talk about substance abuse among lawyers and other stress-related issues, because the practice of law is a very stressful profession.
Really?
And there's a lot of drinking, other substance abuse among lawyers, a lot of mental health problems, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of anger, and you know, just the things that you're talking about. And they were saying that studies have shown that the legal profession has higher degrees of depression, anxiety, unhappiness, anger, and suicide than any other occupation. And the rate is like 3 to 10 times the ones that are next on the list.
That's amazing. Well,
yeah,
think about it. Attorneys deal with miserable situations. No one wants
to
go into court. No one wants to be managed by the judicial system. Attorneys see people when at their life's worst.
Yeah,
divorce, family issues, child abuse, sexual abuse, criminal behavior, and they day in and day out they walk into that world of negative, vacuous energy.
I never got a call from a client who said, "Brooks, I'm having a great day. Something great just happened in my life, and I wanted to call and tell you about it." I always get the call of, "I've got an emergency situation, and it's terrible. It's a disaster, you know, blah, blah, blah." You know, and that's why people call lawyers. And so the lawyer is always responding to a bad situation with everybody unhappy and upset, and, you know, you try to do your best to correct the situation. And then you have the related problem of the lawyer who pulls in his client's anger or his client's being upset. And gets, and suddenly the lawyer is as angry as the client.
Right.
And so now you're in a situation that is just a ticking time bomb of, you know, everybody's anger level is off the charts.
Yeah, everybody has an anger level, or let's say a little storage of anger.
Yep.
Each of them depositing it in you. So you, if you have 12 clients, 12 active cases, you have 12 times the anger of any one of your clients, because you have to ready yourself for war. You have to invest yourself completely in your client's honesty, whatever it is that they're fighting against, you know, the legitimacy of their position. You have to invest yourself emotionally. Guess what? It's killing you. It's killing you. Now let's get back, and we're going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk more about this notion, because I want to talk when we come back about Dr. David Hawkins and the research that he did that we talked about years ago on this show. And I want to try to inspire people. Look, I am guilty of this too. There are days where I'm grumpy. I'm angry because I've got to do this and I think it's unfair and I got to take care of that and I'm being pressured and things aren't working the way you just grind up. I'm just angry. I'm pissed off at the world. Why me? You know what? That's a decision. That's a choice to feel that way. And we're going to explore that as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones. Because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
For those of you tuning in late, Brooks Kubik is offering everybody who orders his new dinosaur dumbbell training book. I'm sorry, not everybody. I'm sorry, Brooks. I can't believe I just said that. 35 people. Not only will you get the other bonuses that everybody else is getting, but you're also going to get email to you within 24 hours of placing the order a link to a zip file that will include the MP3 of the Superhuman University seminar, the 7 keys to concentration, and the course materials that go along with it. It by itself a $20 value. Just 35 people, that's all we're looking for. But now look, if you're listening to this podcast and it's like a week later and you want to find out if you filled all 35 orders. How should they do that, Brooks? They shouldn't just go order it. Should they email you first?
They should email, yeah.
What should they, where should they email you?
info@brookscubic.com.
And ask if there's any left, because he's only doing it for 35 people. There's a reason for that. He has other offers out there. We don't want to make it look like other people are getting shortchanged. So this is just for my audience. 35 of you will get a $20 value absolutely free. And you'll get it immediately within 24 hours of making the purchase. So you don't have to wait the 10 or 14 days for the book's availability. It'll be available 10 to 14 days from now. It's a beautiful book. So there you go.
And let me just clarify. Not the book, because the book is a printed book. It's not an electronic book. The book comes later, but what you get immediately is the MP3 of the 7 Keys to Concentration audio seminar that Carl and I did, and it's just a fantastic, just an absolutely wonderful seminar.
And you have to go to the comment section in the order form and put this Carl Lenore X-9 in order to get the free MP3 and course materials for the 7 Keys to Concentration. Again, a $20 value. So.
And Carl, you know where the X9 is coming from.
No, I really am not. I didn't even know
why. Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, my dad grew up reading about the adventures of Secret Agent X9. Very popular cartoon strip.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Carl Lenore X9 is shorthand for Secret Agent Carl Lenore.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And will I get my decoder ring in the mail now? My special decoder ring.
Yeah, it's a Captain Marvel decoder ring.
There you go.
Not included.
Okay.
Not included.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the subject at hand, okay?
Sure.
Change your life. Change your outlook. You want to feel healthy. You want to look younger. Smile. Smiling makes you look younger. Smiling makes you look healthy. Smiling makes the world treat you differently. Dr. Clifford Kuhn, who is a Louisville psychiatrist who's made a living teaching people on the corporate level of the importance of smiling. If you smile, you can't help but feel happy. It works. It's just like if you feel nauseous and you think you're going to throw up, look up. You can't throw up if you're looking up. If your eyes are looking up, guess what else you can't do? You can't cry if you're looking up. If you take your eyes and look up at 12 o'clock, you don't have to tilt your head up. Just look up with your eyes. You can't cry. Okay? Because the actions of the outside of your body influence your mental outlook and your brain function. Well, guess what? If you smile, you will feel happy. You don't know why you feel happy. You'll feel silly. You'll think, gee, I feel silly smiling, but it does make me want to laugh. Okay? So you should smile more often. If you're not smiling, make yourself smile. Don't be afraid. You'll look younger. It's the greatest anti-aging secret of the world no one's talking about. Sick people don't smile. You want to look healthy? Smile. Now, let's talk about the teachings of Dr. David Hawkins. Dr. David Hawkins was taught to me by Randy Roach, actually. Started to discover the linkage between force and strength and what you think, the power of intention. He actually, and he did this scientifically. I mean, I'm going to make short story of it. But what he did was he took hundreds and hundreds of subjects. He asked them ahead of time to tell them what makes them happiest and what makes them sad, what makes them angry. Are there situations in their lives that cause them to ever want revenge? And he wrote those things down. Then he had them actually do a strength test. I believe it was a pressing movement with one arm. And then he asked them, he said, I want you to think about that moment in time that you felt this, that you talked about earlier. Are you feeling it? Yes. Now press this weight. And he did this with everything. He did every one of the emotions that you could imagine that he could conjure up in people. He had them think it, feel it, and then he evaluated their strength in that mindset.
Carl, before he did it, did he have an opinion about which emotions would correlate with the greatest strength?
I don't know that.
Did he think, you know, if you're angry, you're stronger?
I don't know if he did. Okay. But what he found out was when you're angry, you are stronger. And when you're seeking vengeance, you are stronger than if you were not seeking vengeance. But when compared to all the different emotions that you can feel, people were the strongest when they felt a sense, when they were harkened back to think about moments that they felt unconditional love. They were stronger. They were stronger than when they were
really?
Angry. They were stronger than when they felt vengeance. Now, clearly they were, and I don't remember the whole scale. Randy knows it. And many of you can Google Dr. David Hawkins and find it, because he has a website where you can actually do this test on yourself. But what he discovered was that not feeling anything, versus anger, you were stronger when you were angry. And maybe vengeance was stronger than anger, but vengeance did not make you stronger than unconditional love. And he had all these different emotions that he tested people under. And he came away conclusively showing that the more altruistic the mindset, the more altruistic the emotion, love, happiness, benevolence, the stronger you are. So when you think about this, that old guy that was bitching about me being parked in the fire lane, he was all hunched over and crumbled up. His face was all mushed up like a prune. And you're not supposed to be parked there. He wasn't strong looking. He wasn't happy looking. He wasn't healthy looking. He was miserable looking. You become these emotions. If you don't believe it, look at someone who has just had a great loss in their lives. Look at their posture. Look at their body language. Look at their face. Look at their words. Listen to the sound of their voice. And you will hear the sorrow. You will hear the weakness. You will hear the impotence in them. Then take that same person at a moment of great triumph. Look at their body. Look at their posture. Look at their body language. Listen to the sound of their voice. Look at their eyes. Look at their face. You will see the victory on them. We are our emotions. We become our emotions. We translate them into our lives. And guess what? In some of the most profound words that my mother ever told me as a young child was, every morning when you wake up, you choose whether you're going to be happy or sad. A very, very simple statement like that. It stuck with me forever. But we do. We let little things dictate that. The coffee pot's broken. Oh, man, I'm so pissed off. My day's going to suck now. No, it's not. Maybe stopping at Starbucks to pick up a cup of coffee will walk you into a situation that actually is beneficial for you. Learning to go with the flow and not letting outside things influence how you feel inside. But choose how you feel inside day to day. Make the decision right now. You listen to the show. Smile. You can't. If you smile, you feel like laughing because you think, what am I smiling about? It feels funny. Yeah, because all of a sudden you turn on happy emotions. You turn on chemistry in your brain that makes you feel happy. So if you know that you choose whether to be happy or sad as you go through life, and you know that simple thing like smiling can actually trigger the first domino to make you feel happy, then why aren't more of us walking around smiling all the time?
That's a good question. And the other related part to that is when you're smiling, when you're happy, you're throwing that positive energy out for other people.
Yes.
And when you're frowning, you're doing the reverse. If your coworkers are grumpy and unhappy and frowning all the time, or if the people in your family are grumpy and unhappy and frowning all the time, odds are good that you're the same way.
Yep.
And similarly, if you're walking around grumpy and unhappy and frowning all the time, guess who that's going to affect? It's going to affect the people that you interact with, and it's a downhill slope from there. Workout partners. Carl, have you ever had a situation where a workout partner is just such a grump, or they just always see the bad side about everything? You know, I'm so tired today, or gosh, that feels heavy. You know, when you have a situation like that, it's basically your workout partner has to change, or guess what? You need to change workout partners, or you need to just train on your own. But you have to make a decision not to be that grumpy, unhappy, oh gosh, it's so heavy person, because then you just start getting everyone else down. your training partner, other people at the gym, if you train in the gym, everyone. And there's no need for that. In fact, there's every reason not to let that happen.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Years ago, I discovered this years ago, but I'm not a good practitioner. I've done shows on the power of laughter. I had a guy who has a website called Laughter Yoga out in California. There's so much profound science on laughter, the healing power of laughter, the healing power of happiness. Mm-hmm. The problem is that everybody feels that happiness and laughter are the after effects of events. They don't realize that it actually starts inside, because there's a lot of people that you could tell a joke to and they'll go, I don't think that's funny. And then dozens of other people have laughed at it. You go, what's the difference between that person and somebody else? Well, they're all curmudgeoned up. They don't want to see the happiness or the laughter in the joke, so they won't laugh. I used to walk onto elevators when I was in my 20s. And as I'd walk onto the elevator, this is when multi-level marketing was becoming popular, like Amway. And if there were a bunch of people facing out, you can't help but feel weird, right? The elevator door opens, and you go from being a solitary individual to all of a sudden having eight people facing you, like in a second, right? Mm-hmm. And then you walk directly at them, and you ignore them. Like they're not there. Then you turn and you press your button, and you ride up the elevator trying to act like you're not standing amongst these eight other people, right? So I started to walk onto elevators, and as I'd walk onto the elevator, I would say, I'm glad all of you could attend today. We'll be talking about Amway. That's what people, and everybody would look at me, they'd start laughing, right? And then I'd turn around, and I'd face the door, press the button, but then I'd turn back, kind of half facing them, and find the position on the wall. And do you know, at least one person on that elevator would either talk to me or talk to someone else that they didn't start out talking to about Amway. Boy, that's something. My brother-in-law bought that years ago. Yeah, mine too. And all of a sudden, this group of people who tried to act like there were barriers between each of them, all of a sudden they loosened up and they were like, yeah, you know, I guess I can talk to these people. They're not going to bite me. You know what? It's a decision you make. Whether or not you're going to be happy or not. It's a decision you make whether or not you're going to laugh today or not. And I don't care what happens. You know, so I'm going to say something very cold and crude right now. Someone could pass away very close to you. And yes, you're going to mourn the loss. And yes, you're going to feel sad about this loss. But it doesn't mean that you have to go around everywhere you go crying and telling people about your loss. If anything, you could change that and embrace them by saying, boy, this person was a great person. I remember all the funny things they did. I think I'm going to choose to remember the happy times about them as opposed to the fact that they're not with me anymore. There are people who do that. And what's the difference between them and somebody who goes around and cries for the next 8 months, 10 years about the loss of somebody? It's a choice. It's a choice to see things differently. That's it. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should ignore sorrow, because sorrow is a real feeling too. But what I am saying is, in your day-to-day life, when there is not disaster occurring, if you are choosing to find things to bitch about, then you need a mental enema. You need to stick it in your ear and empty all that crap out of your head, because there is way too much in life to be happy about. Way too much. To be bitching about the guy who's parked in the fire lane. Really? Really? Or the kid who's making too much noise outside. Really? I mean, that's it? That's for you? The whole day summed up by that event? That's going to make you bitch about something? No. All right, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to explore this even deeper. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. For those of you who have not heard, Brooks, for the first 35 people who purchase the new Dinosaur Dumbbell Training Guide, which is a book, a coffee table ready book, beautiful book, you will get a link that will allow you to download the 7 Keys to Concentration Superhuman University Seminar. It's in its entirety, including course materials. It's a $20 value just for buying the book. It doesn't get better than that. If you're listening to this show late, email Brooks at info@brookscubic.com and make sure that there's still some copies left for this offer. It's 35 people only. If you're listening to the show live, go to brookscubic.com, go to the product section, click the dinosaur dumbbell training information, buy the book, and in the comment section put Carl Lenore X9, X-9, Carl Lenore X-9 to take advantage of this. And within 24 hours, you will get the 7 keys to concentration. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, I've become a fan of Dancing with the Stars. It's kind of like watching a train wreck. You can't turn away. But one of the things that I really appreciated with Dancing with the Stars was J.R. Martinez, the soldier who, I guess, I don't know the whole story, but I guess the vehicle that he was in hit an IUD or something like that. And, you know, he was severely burned all over his body and lost one of his ears, and his face is kind of, I guess some people would say, distorted, mutilated as a result. And, the reason people loved him, it wasn't just because he was such a great dancer. I guess he was on a soap opera beforehand. I mean, the guy, I don't know his whole story, but here's what I do know about him, okay? He was a good dancer, really was. But what was really impressive that made everybody love the guy was he didn't feel sorry for himself. He didn't hide the fact that his face was distorted. He lived his life exactly as he would have had the event not left him with these scars. Anybody would have been, no one would have faulted him for being pissed off at life and why me and, you know, look at my face and leave me alone. I'm miserable. I'm going to drink. I'm going to do drugs. I'm going to torture myself even more. No one would have said, everybody would have said, wow, look at the poor guy. You know, who can blame him, right? But no, instead he gets on national TV. He dances day in and day out. He's got these scars. They're in your face scars. In his face, and he lives his life like somebody who has no scars, and people love that. They're like, oh my God, this guy is such an inspiration. There are inspirations every day in our lives. There are people that you're standing behind in the grocery store right now while you're listening to this podcast, or you're on the treadmill next to right now, that are battling life-threatening diseases, but you don't even know it because when you talk to them, they're all happy about life. They're all up and like, wow, this life is great. I'm so glad to be here. This is wonderful. And then some of us will go, oh man, I got a flat tire. My boss sucks. You know, I'm too tired to work out today. I'm so me. Get over it. Get over it. Choose. Remember that shirt Brooks back in the 80s? Choose life.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't talking about abortions. They were talking about people. Like, in other words, be happy, choose life. Choose to be happy. Get up in the morning and say to yourself, I'm going to be happy. Smile, watch an episode of a funny show, get a joke book and read a joke every morning. Whatever it is that you have to do to kickstart the happy molecules in your body, but choose to be happy. And guess what will happen to you? Like Brooks was just saying, the world will respond to you favorably. People will treat you nicer. You'll get what you want. You know the old adage, you get more with honey, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that means is you get a lot more out of life when you're not being a bitchy person, when you're being a happy person. People are like, they're happy to help you. You make them feel good. So you be the change. You be the person that changes them into happy people. You be happy first.
It's a form of jujitsu.
Okay, I like this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a very soft, very subtle, very gentle thing. You know, if you go out of your way to project happiness, cheerfulness, optimism, it comes back to you. You know, you throw it out, it comes back to you, and then you throw out more, and then you get more back. And I mean, you know. That, for example, is the secret, in my opinion, of every great coach. Every great coach, trainer, motivator, every great boss, manager, supervisor, every great leader, whatever the entity or the organization, whatever the group, the people who really do a good job of leading others, that don't do it by fear, they don't do it by force, they don't do it by coercion. They do it by projecting that sense of optimism, that smile, if you will. You know, the sense of smile, it goes beyond a mere smile on the face. It's a sense of what is behind the smile. You project that, and it is projected back. And it's transformative. There's no other word for it. It is a transformative force. It's a very simple force, but it's a very, very powerful force. And it's one to use every day for the rest of your life.
And you know what? I keep coming back to these two old codgers, and thank God that they did what they did this morning and make me do this show, because it made me look at myself. You know, I used to be a huge proponent of gratification, and things in my life got better, not when... Things in my life got better when I started to feel grateful for what I had in my life, as opposed to the opposite. Oh, I felt grateful for what I had in my life when things got better. I can tell you unabashedly that this is the truth. The show started doing better. I was in the midst of hell. I was being prosecuted and persecuted, and I'm specifically using those words for a reason. But you know what? I don't know what happened to me, but I just started to feel, I feel blessed to do this job. I mean, I talk to people sometimes, and they'll say, you know, how much they hate their job. And I can't say that. I actually come alive. I can feel miserable, and then I get behind this mic, and I think, oh, my God, this is the best therapy I've ever had.
So, you know,
and I started to feel grateful. And guess what? I met Elisa when I started feeling grateful. I felt like I was pulled out of the depths of hell. The business started going better. The shows were getting more popular. The advertisers were coming to me. I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, like, could this be real? Is it because I happen to feel so grateful? And I have to tell you something. Then I lost my gratefulness for a while. And things got crappy again. And sure, I could say, well, no, they got crappy because I wasn't grateful because they were crappy. No, I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you. I'm not just saying this for content. It was the cart before the horse in this particular case. I stopped feeling grateful. And things started feeling like work. When I started feeling grateful, doors started opening to me. So I'm telling you, you have to start out first by feeling grateful. So now I'm going to ask Brooks Kubik, and I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put myself on the spot. Okay? I want you to open up to the audience right now. And I happen to know that you have some challenges going on. Okay? So nobody would fault you for being a little grumpy, but you're not. What are you most grateful for? Give me just the top one or two things that you're most grateful for, truthfully, that when you say it, you know it resonates with your soul.
My family and my job, in the sense that the job connects me with people around the world and gives me the opportunity to motivate and encourage and hopefully inspire and teach. And in turn, the people that I interact with motivate and encourage and inspire and teach me. And it's a wonderful loop. It's an honor and it's a blessing to be able to help people. And what I have found is that the more I help other people, the more I get back from life.
Yes. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm not talking about material wealth. I'm not talking about monetary payback, anything like that. I'm talking about the very best of life comes back to you when you put out to other people, when you help other people. And I see that in my own life, and I see it in the lives of people that I'm close to. Everyone I know who focuses on giving to others gets back from the world or the universe or whatever you want to ascribe to.
Right.
Be religious about it or not, it doesn't matter. But the more you give, the more you get. And it's just that simple.
I'm with you on this one, okay? And I'll tell you right now, the first on my list is Elisa. And I have to be honest, okay? Because Elisa, she makes me happy. She really, really does. Like, even when things aren't going well, I think about her and I really do become happy. I look forward to seeing her and being around her. Number two on the list is this show. I get so much from the audience of this show. I get emails from people who say the show has helped them. And I understand what you're saying when you're helping people. You know, I just had a thought when you were saying that. You know, when you look at stingy people, are they typically without? No. Quite often, the stingiest people have more than other people do.
Well, they have more material goods.
Yes, but yet they're stingy. And typically, people who are stingy aren't just stingy in one area. Usually, they're stingy with their emotions. They're stingy with their love. They're stingy with their time. They're stingy with their money. They're stingy with their car. They're just stingy people because they come from a belief of finite. That things are finite. Oh, yep. I've got this now, and if I don't hold on to it, I'm going to lose it, and I'll never have it again. Or so-and-so is successful, and somehow their success is taking away from my success. So exactly. Stingy people never want to help other people become successful or get what they need because they feel that if they help you, that's taking away from what they have. Okay?
Yep.
And you know what? And when you think of a stingy person, what do you think of? You think of like an old, miserable, locked up in their home, curmudgeon, afraid of the world, doesn't have any connections to anybody. The truth of the matter is, I gotta be honest with you, I don't think stingy people want to be stingy, but they're just stuck in that mindset and they don't know how to break out of it. They don't know how to break out of it. But you know what? It's a decision. First, you have to realize it, and then you have to say, okay, what would a non-stingy person do? What would a person who is benevolent do? What would a person who is gratified, that lives with gratefulness in their lives do? Well, grateful people are warm, open. They are courteous. They are happy. They are generous. They're generous. You can't argue with this. You cannot argue with this. Okay? Generous people who help other people have people doing good things for them too. It's a cycle of life. It's not one way. Stingy people don't do anything for anybody and nobody's breaking their door down to mow their lawn or help them go to the grocery store or buy them a book or invite them to dinner. You know, it's like that song by Paul McCartney. The love you make is equal to the love you take. That's a lyric in a song, and I don't remember what song it is.
Mm-hmm.
The love you make is equal to the love you take. I know we're getting all gushy on you here, okay? But I gotta tell you something. If you are not living your life in the sunshine of happiness, it's your choice. That's it. Because people who have had terrible things happen to them in their lives can be happy. Why are you different if you're not? All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll wrap up the show.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the
requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Happy Radio.
I'm happy.
No, I mean, you know, it's true. I mean, I'm sitting here laughing. I'm thinking about this. I had to find this. Months and months and months ago, I saw an image, and I downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just dawned on me that I have it. And I have to give a shout-out to a person's name who's on the bottom of this. And it actually says, shout-out to Jessica Hagee, H-A-G-Y. Jessica created what looks like a little index card, you know, the little index cards with the lines on them.
Right.
And she put a cross in the middle with arrows going north, south, east, and west. And in the top quadrant, she put the word generous. In the left, for the arrow going up, she put generous. For the arrow going to the left, she put angry. For the arrow going to the bottom, she put selfish. And for the arrow going to the right, she put calm. I would say happy instead. I would change this gently. Because happy and angry are the antithesis of each other. Generous and selfish are obviously the opposites of each other. And so what she did was she's got generous pointing north, calm pointing east, selfish pointing south, angry pointing west. And then in the lower left-hand quadrant, smack dab in the middle of where angry and selfish would be, she has lonely, scared, and bitter.
Oh.
In the top right-hand quadrant, where generous and calm would intersect, she
right.
has busy, happy, and prosperous.
Wow.
I love it. I want to change it. I'm going to make it happy. I like angry. I don't think calm. I mean, if the left quadrant, if the left arrow was agitated or then I would say calm. But because it says angry, it has to be happy. You know? So, I mean, but again, these are things that we're restating and people are going, look, Carl, we get it. We get it. We understand. But do you really understand? I would love people to start taking note either the beginning, middle of, or the end of every day. If your overall mood for the day was happy, sad, angry, mad, joyful, grateful, I would like people to start classifying their days. I have a feeling that if you start taking note of how you feel at different times of the day, you're going to find out that you spend more time being angry, more time being frustrated, more time, again, all feelings you have control over. All feelings you have control over. And then if you find out that you definitely are dwelling in the darkness more so than in the light, then make the decision to change it. Start out first thing in the morning. When you get out of bed and you walk to the mirror, put something funny on the mirror. Put some sort of a joke, something that always makes you laugh every time you see it. Maybe it's a nitwit picture of yourself at a family reunion, and every time you look at it, you go, oh, my God, I can't believe I took that picture, and it makes you laugh. Wake up to that. Wake up to laughter. Wake up to fun. Wake up and make love to your partner. Wake up and do something that makes you go, life is great. Start out in the morning that way, and then once you start out that way, focus your attention on making sure that you carry that through the rest of the day. And maybe you're not going to be happy all day long. You're going to be pissed off if you've spilled the coffee on your desk and ruined the report that you were working on for 3 months, okay? But at least start with the intention of being happy and make the majority of the day a day where you feel joyful about the day. And you're not bitching because somebody's parked in this fire lane at the... Oh, my God. Really?
And Carl, you know something else? We were talking earlier about concentration, and about a lot of people having to learn how to concentrate.
Yes.
And it's hard at first. Well, a lot of people have to learn how to be happy. You have to practice.
Yes, like everything else.
Yeah, like everything else, and you have to practice every day, and it might be really difficult at first, but guess what? It's just like when you start working out. It's very, very difficult at first. It feels awkward. You know, you're like, what am I doing? How do I do this? But it gets better. It gets enormously better. And the same is true of consciously practicing the art of being happy.
Yes. Yes. And if you know what, you got a better shot of doing this if you start out first thing in the morning with something that makes you happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Something that makes you laugh. Something that makes you feel like life is great. If you start out that way, you know, it's like, I remember when I was a kid, they'd say, back up to the wall, put your butt against it and your upper back against it. That's where your posture belongs. Now walk away from the wall and mm-hmm. you'll hold that position for a while, but then you'll start slouching again. So you're back up to the wall and you have to have a baseline to go back to. Find something that makes you laugh. Find something that makes you happy, that reminds you of a joyful time. Have that be your trigger. See it first thing in the morning and then bring it with you if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And take a look at it throughout the day and laugh and chuckle. You know, when I was going through the most tough times of my life, right before I went to sleep every night, I would watch an episode of Family Guy on my laptop. Because Family Guy makes me laugh. I'm sorry, I'm one of those dimwits who likes Family Guy. I have a lot of mature friends who go, oh, but it's a cartoon and it's stupid, it's sophomoric. But you know what? It makes me laugh. And I used to make sure I laughed before I went to sleep every night. So start the morning with laughter and joy. End the day with laughter and joy. Whatever brings you the greatest sense of this has been a great day, if it's making love, make love. If it's watching a movie that makes you laugh, looking at a picture, telling yourself, whatever it is, start the day. End the day that way. That is the greatest tip in anti-aging you will ever get. You know why? Because you will look youthful. You will feel youthful. You will live longer. You will be happier. And you don't have to buy anything. That's it. That's my message today. Thank you to those two old farts who got mad because I was parked in the fire lane. Because I was actually going to rerun a show today, but I thought, no, I have to do this show. I have to. I don't care if people say, Carl, this sucks. It was a waste of an hour. Why did you do this? We already know this. If you already know it and you're not practicing it, shame on you.
Well, here's something else. If you're upset about the show, then you're not practicing what we're talking about.
Hey, that's a good – hey, thank you, Brooks. Now, there is brilliance and insight at its finest. If you're not smiling right now, F you. No. Anyway, Brooks Kubik, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Brooks Kubik, as you know, is the keeper of the flame of physical culture. And for those of you who want to take advantage of a wonderful dumbbell training book, you will see none of the other exercises that you've seen before in dumbbell training books. This is a Brooks Kubik original, and it is such a beautiful book. You can put it out on your coffee table, and your friends will thumb through it and think, wow, how cool you are. And get a $20 value absolutely free. That is the 7 Keys to Concentration Superhuman University course. Go to brookskubik.com. Click the products link. Click the dinosaur dumbbell link. Click the link to buy the book. And then in the comment section, put my name, Carl Lanore, L-A-N-O-R-E, in case you didn't know that's who I am. And X-9. And within 24 hours, you will be holding in your hands, or actually your virtual hands, the MP3 file and the course notes, course documents for the 7 Keys to Concentration. And then you can start concentrating on being happier.
And you'll be getting the book as a follow-up through the mail probably in about 2 weeks or so.
There you go. And you will love it. And you will love it. Brooks, as always, brother.
Hey, Carl, it's been great. Thanks for coming up with this one. This was a good show.
I know. And you know what? And it's a show that I'm going to listen to tomorrow while I'm doing cardio. I really am. I'm not kidding. That's going to help remind me to be happy at 6 a.m. in the morning when I get on that treadmill. I'm going to listen to this show.
Better yet, listen to it the next time you go to Kroger's in case those old guys are there and they yell at you.
You know what I'm going to do if I ever see that old guy?
Give him a
I'm gonna
copy
offer,
of the show.
I'm going to offer to buy him a cup of coffee. I'm going to say, hey, let me buy you a cup of coffee. Hopefully he won't remember it's me because I wasn't very nice to him, and I kind of feel bad about that now. So, all right, listen. We live and we learn. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. We have the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy during the first hour. And, of course, the wildly popular Supversity Science Roundup with Adele Musa. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Take care, Brooks.
Take care, Carl. Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.